Hi, this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And this is Funny Lady Life. And we want to tell you about our recent experience at the Aldi.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them.
So, you know, you put the quarter in the cart, and then you get your quarter back. And sometimes I get a little excited when a cart is loose, like somebody didn't put it in, and I think, oh, I don't have to use the quarter.
Free, it's for me. That's what you're thinking.
But here's the thing, Larry. You get the quarter back after you put the cart back. So nobody's losing out on a quarter here.
Yeah, I guess.
But I just got a little excited because, you know, I have that frugal side of me. You know, selling Avon for 27 years and Tupperware before that. You know, sometimes there was slim picking when Larry was going to school for his master's degree in English. You know, he's a part-time English instructor at the local community college.
Damn straight.
And, you know, I just got used to living a certain lifestyle. Anywho, Larry was parking the car, and because, you know, he's such a doll, he drops me off at the front of the store. What a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart, Larry.
Oh, thanks. I'm good like that.
You are. You're a good guy. You're a good man. Anyway, I pushed it in the store, and I thought, ooh, something's wrong with the wheel. And it was hard to push, okay? But I just grinned and bared it, and I just waited for Larry in the front where the fruit and vegetables are.
Sure, so you can get me winded.
Right.
Let me push it around after you made the goof up. Sure.
Right. So Larry comes in. He takes the cart and he says, you want me to push? I said, sure. And the poor guy, you know, once we put weight in there, that was kind of heavy. He was breaking a sweat and all day.
Yeah.
So we get out of the store and I feel like I'm going to pay it forward. And so I left it.
Yeah, so the average person, you know, like first of all, if I had a cart I didn't even invest in and it has a rope tied around the wheel, you know, like I would have just said, well, I'll leave this son of a bee over here, you know, and I'll just use the quarter and get a good one. Okay, no, so then you could have just left that cart somewhere off the beaten path so that the store knows that there's something wrong with it. No, she puts it right back there by the quarter ones for the next person, like she's paying it forward. What you're doing is you're paying, they're going to be paying for like a hernia surgery or something because I couldn't even get that son of a bitch moving, okay? So now go ahead, tell them what happened next when we were in the car. So go ahead.
We're in the car.
Yeah.
And this young new mother with a toddler child puts the child in the car.
Chubby little kid, too. Probably weighed in at about, what, I'm thinking about 62 pounds. Sure.
And she could barely move the car.
Yeah, she was turning blue. Yeah. Then for some reason, like you, she's stuck with it. Maybe her husband's meeting her there, so he could grunt a little bit and push it around, maybe. I don't know, but boy.
You know, that never happened at Aldi before. They always monitor their carts and, you know, why would I think that there was something wrong with the cart? So, I'm sorry I'm laughing so hard, but when I saw that young woman,
she could have, like, put up a sail on it maybe and had the chubby little kid blow on it or something for some extra horsepower, right? Oh, well.
Here's the lesson to be learned. Don't always take the cart at Aldi's that is loose from the train. Because there might be something wrong with it.
Just pay to play.
Pay to play. You get the quarter back anyway.
I guess.
Thanks for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.